The master said, "He who requires much from himself and little from others will keep himself from being the object of resentment." The master said, "When a man is not in the habit of saying, 'What shall I think of this? What shall I think of this?' I can indeed do nothing with him." The master said, "When a number of people are together for a whole day, without their conversation turning on righteousness, and when they are fond of carrying out the suggestions of a small shrewdness, theirs is indeed a hard case." The master said, "The superior man in everything considers righteousness to be essential. He performs it according to the rules of propriety. He brings it forth in humility. He completes it with sincerity. This is indeed a superior man." The master said, "The superior man is distressed by his want of ability. He is not distressed by men's not knowing him." The master said, "The superior man dislikes the thought of his name not being mentioned after his death." The master said, "What the superior man seeks is in himself. What the mean man seeks is in others." The master said, "The superior man is dignified, but does not wrangle. He is sociable, but not a partisan.